Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to step out of the fog of confusion and into a deeper connection with spirit? Karen Hager's ready to light up your day with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keeps the atmosphere positive and generous. Now here's the host of Out of the Fog, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. And I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that means that no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you're here for a reason. I hope something you hear in the next hour shines a light and helps you move forward. Do you ever feel like you're only sort of half there, sort of not fully engaged or not fully present as a co-creator in your own life? I often connect with people who express that feeling that maybe life is something that is happening to them, and not something that they are joyfully creating as they walk their path. Well, my guest on today's show is author, speaker, and teacher of life, Nathan Crane. And he's here to share his story of transformation and to help you gain insight into how you can begin to live your life to the fullest. I will introduce you to Nathan in just a moment, but first, would you please head over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything? That is my little home on the internet, and it's a great place to find out about upcoming classes and events. You can stream past episodes of this show. You can even book a private reading with me if you're so inclined, and lots more besides. Now, every month, I host an online gallery reading where people can be part of a high vibration group and can get personal intuitive guidance from me. And I do this because, two reasons. I do this because I wanted to make an affordable way for people to get a short reading. And the other reason is honestly because it is so much fun. I look forward to this thing every month. We laugh our heads off. It's always a good time. And there's always really good wisdom shared because of the power of the group that's assembled. The next online gallery reading is this Saturday, June 22nd. I would love to see you there. $19.99 gets you in the virtual door, and you can get all the details and sign up at fogcitypsychic.com. Just click the classes tab. And now, Nathan Crane is a speaker, author, and teacher of life. He's the founder of the Panacea Community and director of the Panacea Life School. Nathan's the author of The Panacea Cleanse, and he's the author of a best-selling anthology, 27 Flavors of Fulfillment, How to Live Life to the Fullest. Speaking to millions of people around the world, Nathan strives to help individuals understand their true nature and co-create their ideal lifestyle in alignment with the universal truths of human existence. Nathan's website is nathancrane.com. Nathan, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Oh, thank you, Karen. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you're here, too. And I think this is where I want to start with you. For me, my own personal story of challenge, of transformation, has power. And I believe that when we share those stories, it's not just powerful for ourselves, but it can spark change in others. And you have experienced profound transformation, deep spiritual awakening in your own life. Can you share a little bit about what brought you to this place where you are now?
Yeah, I'll try to convince it the best I can. Sorry about my voice here, everybody. It's kind of a funny story. I was I sing in the car all the time when I'm driving.
Okay, me and, too.
Yeah, and my throat was a little scratchy yesterday, and I was singing for, I don't know, I was driving for quite a while. And I woke up this morning and my voice was gone. It's kind of like, I don't know where it went. So it's just really, you know, one of those interesting days. My wife goes, what were you singing about? Why were you singing? I said, because I love to sing. It's fun. You know, it's just, it's something that I recently started doing. That's artistic, you know, it's like, it's just really enjoyable. And it's a great way to experience happiness, even though maybe I have no idea how to sing. And the people driving by me probably would agree to that. It's, you know, it's just really, really fun to do. But anyway, you know, for me, it started, I mean, I had a really rough childhood, and I don't know how much we want to get into it, but to really keep it short, I mean, I was homeless at 15. I was living on the streets. I was addicted to, you know, fast life, alcohol, substances, cigarettes. You know, and I started all of this really young. I mean, at the age of 9.
Wow.
And, you know, I went through a lot of traumatic experiences. A lot of people didn't think I was, you know, my parents didn't think I was going to live to make it 16. You know, I was lucky to make it to even 18. And when I did, that's when I realized it was time for a big change. And I had an intuitive calling. And I knew that I needed to leave everything behind. And I packed up a suitcase, jumped in my car and drove 1,800 miles, ran out of gas in Oceanside, California, and that's where I started my life over.
Oh, my gosh.
So from there, you know, I really have continuously had innumerable amounts of spiritual awakenings. I remember one of the first times that I really awoken to, you know, this potentially powerful, meaningful, you know, we could call spiritual life, was, you know, being homeless again in California, in Oceanside. I mean, living on the streets, living on $5 a day for bread and lettuce sandwiches, living out of the garage of this Latino's family, their garage. I shared a futon with my friend, and all we had was a cooler. And believe it or not, I mean, it sounds, you know, like, oh my God, it sounds like a terrible life. Homeless, no money, no food, just, you know, nothing material. Yet I was the happiest I had been in over a decade. I was living life in a way that for me was meaningful and the first time in many years. Why? Because I had a new initiative, a new goal, a new sense for the meaning of life and what it meant to actually want to do good in the world. So I had spent, you know, about 9-10 years destroying my body, destroying my mind, developing all kinds of interior diseases in my body, and basically drowning myself to the point where you know, I literally should have been dead from a medical perspective. Yet something inside of me kept me going. My spirit, God, the universe, you know, whatever we want to call it, kept me going. And now today I'm so thankful for this opportunity to be alive, to be helping millions of people around the world, to be sharing my story, and most importantly, to know what it means inside my heart, inside my mind, inside my body, to live life with more meaning, to live life with more happiness, with a higher level of health and a higher level of joy, and to have this desire to share this, you know, these gifts with people all over the world. There's hundreds of millions, if not billions, of people who are experiencing depression, sadness, and fear, and anxiety. And what I've learned in now the past 8 years, going on 9 years since I've lived in California, and changed my life, is that we all can be happy. And it doesn't matter how much material you have. It doesn't matter what you own or who you're with or what you look like. All of those things are dismal when it comes to really being happy. And so, you know, there's a lot that happened in this last 9 years. I mean, I tell people, it feels like I've lived many lifetimes in this one lifetime. And, you know, there's so many experiences that I'm grateful for. And people ask me, do you regret the life that you used to live? You know, stealing and cheating and lying and robbing. And I tell people, why regret anything you do? That's a burden that you hang on to that burns you from the inside out. That's a heavy weight to hold on to your shoulders to regret. What happened in the past happened. All we have to do is look at that as an opportunity to move forward in our lives and not make the same mistakes again.
Wow. And this is a very powerful story, and I think just as we can be happy under any circumstances, people can also find themselves miserable and stuck under any circumstances. Someone who only has a lettuce leaf and a cooler can be tremendously happy. Someone who has, you know, a mansion and a golden yacht and a private butler can be miserable, right? Because it's not about spiritual, it's not about material things. As I say this and lead you into that question, Nathan, I see that we're coming up on the break. So let me say, you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Nathan Crane, and we'll be right back after this.
Change, change, change.
Are you ready for self-enlightenment and transformational growth? As we journey through 2013 together, the clear message from the Masters of Shambhala is to seek out healing. There's a special opportunity on Saturday, April 13th at the Triway Grange in Mill Creek, Washington. Healing Amongst Us. For the first time ever, Michael Shane, a spiritual visionary, healer, teacher, and transphysical medium, will introduce an amazing new healing gift. Audience members will receive an extraordinary healing along with a select number of individuals who will be invited to join Michael on stage. Then following, experience mind-blowing phenomenon as Michael attempts to bring through gifts from spirit. For more information, please call the Ascension Foundation at 800-508-6437 or visit their website at www.michaelshane.com. That's michaelshane.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Nathan Crane. Among many other things, he is the founder of the Panacea Community. He is the author of the anthology 27 Flavors of Fulfillment, How to Live Life to the Fullest, and you can find out more about Nathan and his work at nathancrane.com. Nathan, before we went to the break, we were starting to talk about how you can be happy in any circumstance. You were saying that when you are homeless and living in a garage with a cooler and a lettuce sandwich, that was a point of happiness, of transformation for you.
Well, I really think, I truly believe that I needed that experience that time, the time before, and even a couple of years later, once again, to teach me what I now know about that truth. You know, they say one time can be just a chance happening. Second time can be a coincidence, but the third time, you know that there's really something there. There's really value and meaning behind it. And when I was 21, I was again homeless again, and the same situation. But that time, I had practiced meditation for about 3 years. I had studied with some spiritual teachers in my life, gurus, so to speak. And I was kind of prepared for it more consciously, in the fact that when it kind of happened to me again, this time I knew that I needed to consciously live without money, without knowing where my next meal was going to come, without having enough money to put in my gas to even drive anywhere, to even get a paycheck and so forth, that I knew that this time I needed to do it consciously and realize that it is so true that no matter what you have in your life, no matter what's going on, no matter how terrible it may seem, your health, your finances, your circumstances, no matter what happens to you in life, there is a way to, if you're not happy about it, which I can totally understand, I can't say that I was always happy not knowing where my next meal was going to come, but if you're not happy about it, there's certainly a way that you can be content and you can be at peace. A perfect example is this morning. I wake up and my voice has eluded me. I don't know where it went. It didn't wake up with me. It's still sleeping. And I could have gone about it one of two ways. The first way, which I think is probably most common nowadays, is kind of freak out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I have a radio interview. Where's my voice? What are people going to think? People are going to think bad about me. Oh, no. Am I going to be able to do it? And go into all of those fears and anxieties. And that's what we call mental emotional suffering. That's what we call emotional baggage, where it has nothing to do with us physically, right? I'm not in pain. It's not a physical pain. It's not a, it doesn't make me feel physically weak or exhausted. It would only be a mental pain if I were to take on that baggage of fear. And I will tell you, that is a choice. All of our fears, all of our anxieties, all of our vexations of the mind are choices. And when I first realized that, it truly empowered me. It gave me the reality, the conscious reality, to know that now, not only can I change my circumstances, but I can adapt and choose how I decide to feel during those circumstances. So what I did this morning when I woke up was I tried to use my voice. I tried to sing a little bit to see if maybe it would come back, and drink some tea and so forth. And it just it wasn't coming. So I said, all right, no problem. This is meant to be today. And I just started laughing. And I said, you know, this is going to be interesting. It'll be fun. I'm going to have an amazing time. And I'm going to do the best that I can do to share joy and truth and happiness with everybody on the call. Mm. And so, you know, that's all. It's always one of two choices. And I believe that if we consciously choose that, if we want to call it a higher choice or a more conscious choice, that choice to be in to have contentment, to have peace, and to even turn it into something that can be fun, that can be joyful, everything in our lives will change. All of those prescriptions in the medicine cabinet will disappear. All the Xanax and all the depression pills and all the anxiety and all of that, you know, poison that we're filling our bodies with will disappear, because what we realize is that happiness, joy, fulfillment comes from the mind. It doesn't come from external phenomena.
Do you think that we ever run out of choices? Could we make over and over again such colossally lousy choices that we ever get to a place where there aren't any more? It's a loaded question, because I know how I feel about this. So here, have this loaded question.
Okay. No, I don't. I really believe that this choice that I make right now in this moment is not only going to affect me now, but it's going to affect me 5 minutes from now. It's going to affect me 5 hours from now. It's going to affect me 5 years from now. And it's also going to affect the entire universe, every person around me, every living being and soul, every planet and star is going to affect them 5 minutes from now, 5 years from now, 50 years from now. Every single choice that we have is a part of the law of causality, the law of cause and effect, or in Buddhist teachings they call karma, which is what I think about and what I do, what actions or intentions I have now is going to reciprocate eventually. That's how energy works. We're all composed of energy. We're vibrating atoms, trillions of atoms vibrating at various frequencies every second. And our atoms and our energy and our thoughts are connected to every other living being, including planets, in the entire universe. And so as we start, you know, one of my teachers taught me how to expand my awareness out to the entire universe. So I would start locally, and then I would expand my awareness nationally and then globally and then throughout the solar system and then throughout the entire universe and then to reach out all the way to the void or the nothing. And it took me a while to do it at first, but eventually when I was able to do that, what you realize in that profound mental expansion of awareness experience is that, you know, it doesn't require science to tell us that we're all connected. You can feel it, and you can even see it, and you can do it with your mind. And when we realize that the mind is not some mundane thing that we have attached to us that either makes us do bad things or good things, that the mind is actually what I call the mother of creation. The mind is our greatest resource and tool that allows us to make choices at any time. And so absolutely all of the choices, you know, that I made from the age of 19 to 12, I mean, from 9 years old to 12 to all of a sudden at 15 getting arrested and being on house arrest and all of a sudden to 17 and then 18, it had all compounded so negatively that all I could see in my mind was two choices. And it was really funny. First choice was die or go to prison for the rest of your life. That was really what I was looking at. Mm-hmm. Or the second choice was leave it all behind and change your life. And what did that mean to me? I mean, I had no idea what it meant to change my life. I had no idea where I was going. I had no money. I had no, you know, there was obviously fear associated with that. But internally, I knew it was the right choice. And thank God, or thank my mind, or thank the universe that that I chose that second choice, that choice to follow my intuition that said, leave it all behind and change everything. Thankfully, I followed that, because then good things started to happen. All of a sudden, my new choices led to good results and better results and better results, and better choices and more consciousness. And that just turned into a snowball and has continued ongoing until this day.
Mm. And trusting your intuition in that way, following that. I'm a big believer that when you trust your intuition once, it makes it easier to trust it again, right? You get more comfortable. You're making a foundation there.
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, intuition is really, it's thought stream that is coming from a higher vibration and a higher dimension. It is pure consciousness. That's really what intuition is. We kind of think of it as this vague concept of I just had this kind of intuitive hit. Well, really what it is, it's pure consciousness coming from the highest source that is in coming from inside of us, inside of our minds, that is giving us the direct guidance to exactly what we need to do in our lives to overcome the greatest challenges, fears, and struggles and problems that we face.
Yes.
And yeah.
And it's part of that. It's part of that connection that you were talking about, that connection that runs through us all. Right? You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and my guest is Nathan Crane. When we come back, I'm going to talk to Nathan more about the power of our intuition. We're going to get some tools for living fully, finding peace, even when everything around us is in uproar. And you can find out more about Nathan and his work at nathancrane.com. We'll be right back after this.
Living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with? believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, dancing in my chair, as I always do when Chrissy uses the good music for the for the breaks there. My guest on today's show is Nathan Crane, and he is the author of The Panacea Cleanse. He's the founder of the Panacea Community, and his latest book is the anthology 27 Flavors of Fulfillment, How to Live Life to the Fullest. Nathan, before we went to the break and before I started dancing in my chair, we were talking about intuition, and you were sharing a little bit about the role that intuition plays in helping us connect maybe with our deeper purpose, helping us connect with what needs to happen next.
Yeah, well, intuition has really been such a tool for me, a vehicle, so to speak, that has guided me to the place where I am now, where I can, you know, honestly say that I feel peace in my heart. I feel joy. I feel happiness and very little, you know, vexations or mental baggage or challenges. Not that it's, you know, 100% gone for me, but, very close, you know, I would say, but, you know, intuition is really, It's born within all of us. We all have it. And I know a lot of people are not connected to their intuition. And it's not that you don't have it. It's not that you're not intuitive. I mean, I say everybody's psychic. Mm-hmm. Every single person has the ability to see things before they happen and to have inner wisdom guide them and to see the truth. You know, really, in my opinion, being psychic is really about seeing the truth of life and of people and events and circumstances. And intuition is a big part of that. And so intuition is you know, it's not something that's way out there. It's something that's within all of us. And to be able to cultivate your intuition, what I did and what I continue to do, is really very simple. Though I say it's simple, it doesn't always mean that it's easy at first. It's taken me, you know, 8 years to be able to cultivate it to the level that it's at now. And that's, many of those years were, you know, been intense practice. But certainly I found that there's three things you can do to really develop and cultivate your intuition. The first one is observation. Observing what's happening in your mind. Observing the thoughts that you're having, observing when a thought, a vexed thought comes out, a thought of frustration, a thought of anxiety, a fear of anger, and just being the observer, observing where that's coming from and why it's coming without judgment or attachment. And that's the key, observing without judgment or attachment. And that requires practice. It requires some skill, but as we observe, then that puts us into the director's seat where we can get to the next level, which is what I call contemplation, or what we can call contemplation. And contemplation is now observing those thoughts and contemplating upon the meaning of them, the source of them, where they're coming from, why you're having them. Contemplating your thoughts, your good thoughts too, not just your negative thoughts, but the thoughts that are also creating positive results in your life, contemplating. Why do we want to observe and contemplate our thoughts? Because as we develop this ability to know our thoughts, then we develop the ability to know ourselves. And as we know ourselves, we can direct our lives. We can control or have a higher level of of control, not control everything, but a higher level of control of what happens to us in our life. And believe it or not, our circumstances begin to change very rapidly. And so the third part of, this is actually part of what I call the four cornerstones of personal fulfillment. What we're talking about right now is interconnection. Mm. And the third part of interconnection is meditation. And meditation is the key. It's absolutely the most powerful and profound thing that you can do to change your life right now. Meditation will give you the tools necessary to direct the life that you really want to lead, to live with more happiness, to live with more health, to live with intuition. Intuition only comes when your mind can be quieted down. If your mind is chitter-chatter all day long, thinking about the past and the future, you'll never be able to get an intuitive hit, because intuition is pure streaming consciousness, and the only way that can come into your mind is when you step outside of your daily habitual thought processes. And so meditation allows us to quiet our minds. You know, Eckhart Tolle is really a huge proponent of, obviously, his teachings of the power of now, which is entering into the present moment, entering into the spacious consciousness. Entering into this moment now means not attaching yourself to your thoughts of the past, your history, your past mistakes and challenges, and not attaching yourself to the thoughts of the future, what you like to do, what you want to do, what you can do, or what might happen to you if you don't do such and such, you know, a fear-based future thought model. It's the attachment to these thoughts that keep us stuck in our lives. And so letting go of the attachment to those thoughts is first and foremost. And being in the present moment, I mean, Eckhart's teachings are amazing, but they're not new. All he's done is taken ancient teachings, principles from the Vedas, from Christianity, from Buddhism, from Taoism, from all of the Confucianism, all of these teachings from thousands and thousands of years ago. He's taken that concept and modernized it into a way that, you know, kind of the average person can understand. And so this is teachings that is thousands of years old. It has extreme power. And really entering into this, I studied with Buddhists for years, on a weekly basis, would go and spend time and ask questions and meditate in temples. And one of the things that, this was Theravada Buddhism. There's another Buddhism that I've been studying lately, which is Zen, which is kind of like, you could call it the next level of Buddhism. But the Theravada Buddhism, what I saw there is that basically what they teach you is get to, through meditation and mind cultivation, is get to a point of neutrality. A point, you're not in the past or the future, but you're always neutral. You're always in a place of peace and equanimity, which is beautiful and amazing. And that is, that's stage one. That's absolutely what we have to be able to do to allow our intuition to come out naturally.
Yes.
But if you stay there forever, then you'll never progress. If you want to be a beggar, which monks are beggars, and absolutely nothing wrong with that. It's a beautiful practice. But if you want to live that way on the streets, homeless, as I was as well, then always stay neutral. But if you want to be able to direct your life to take action to do good on the planet and for yourself and for your family, and have a meaningful career or vocation or organization that you run, then you have to be able to step into the future at times. But at times when you choose.
That's right.
Not when your fear or anxiety chooses for you, but when you consciously choose, okay, now I want to create my future, so here's what I'm going to focus my attention on. And at the same time, it's okay to go into the past at times. Sometimes I go into the past to contemplate, okay, why did this thing happen? What can I learn from this? What is my life lesson that maybe I'm not getting because this is repeating a second or third or fourth time in my life just through a different circumstance? So there is goodness in going to past and future, but on our own terms. And the only way you can do that is by taking control of your mind. One of my teachers once said, in Thailand, we have to take control of our minds just like how they train the monkeys in Thailand. And how do they train the monkeys? They train the monkeys with a stick and a rope. They have a rope, like a collar, around the monkey's neck, with a leash on it, and they use a stick. And the collar is to make sure that the monkey doesn't run away, and the stick is to direct the monkey where to go. So they point it, go here, go here, go here, go here. And we have to put a collar around our mind with a leash and use a stick so that our mind doesn't run wild doing whatever it's used to doing, attaching to all of these negative past and future thoughts, fear-based thoughts. We have to keep it from running, and we have to use a stick or our observation and contemplation and meditation to direct it where to go.
Mm. And the stick isn't to beat yourself up with, right? I was afraid you were going to hit the monkeys. I was getting nervous. I thought there was going to be monkey abuse. But we're not meant to be beating ourselves up with what we've done wrong, what we could have done differently. Oh my gosh, if I'd only known, I should have been connected to my intuition. We're meant to use that process of observation, contemplation, reflection to help direct where we're going next.
Exactly. And a lot of us do beat ourselves with a stick, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And in spiritual practice, that becomes a huge part of it oftentimes, because all of a sudden now what we've done is we've created this large expectation of where we're supposed to be spiritually. Oh, I'm supposed to be enlightened like so-and-so, or I should already be all the way up here like Wayne Dyer or my favorite spiritual teacher. And we put all these shoulds and coulds. We should ourselves to death. And what happens is we beat ourselves up. And no, we need to be compassionate of ourselves and understanding. And again, the way that we don't beat ourselves up is by not being attached to our expectations of ourselves. And that can get a little tricky for some people because they think, okay, if I have no attachment, then does it mean that I don't care? I'm not compassionate? No. Actually, your care and compassion increases because you don't have prejudgment to the ideas that you're attaching yourself of how things are supposed to be.
Wonderful. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Nathan Crane. We'll be right back after this.
The Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW. AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and I'm here with Nathan Crane. He is the author of the new anthology, 27 Flavors of Fulfillment. And Nathan, how can people get their hands on this book? You've shared so much great wisdom during our time together here. You were saying off the air that that book, 27 Flavors, is kind of like a manual for living life to the fullest.
Well, it really is, Karen. You know, I went around and asked, 27 leading experts around the world, what does it mean to live a life of health, happiness, and fulfillment? What does it mean to live life to the fullest? And they all wrote a chapter with their personal stories and experiences, practices, meditations, and a lot of complementary work that they've been doing over the years and teaching people for, combined, there's over 1,000 years of personal life experience in this one book. Wow. And I asked them all to condense it into one chapter, and we turned it into a single book. So it's like going out and reading 27 books and condensing it into one book and getting all these different, kind of sage wisdom, experiences, perspectives, and viewpoints about what we're talking about today. And there's so much there. I mean, I've read it 3 times and I still go back to it and refer to it and go, oh my gosh, there's so much here. I'm just blessed to know all, these amazing authors and teachers. And so, the book is available at 27flavors.net. Also, in addition to the book, many of the authors have contributed additional classes and audios and meditations and videos and all kinds of stuff to go along with it. There's over $700 in additional bonuses that go with it.
Wow.
And that comes with it at 27flavors.net too. It's also on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And there's also a, there's also a website where some of our authors gave for free, powerful kind of, let's look at some instant steps you can do to start creating the life that you really desire. And, those are free. Everybody on the show can download them and access them. Those are at experiencelastinghappiness.com.
Okay.
And, those are just gifts we give away to kind of help continue to share consciousness with the planet.
Wonderful. So you can find some delightful free things at experiencelastinghappiness.com and check out that book, 27 Flavors of Fulfillment, How to Live Life to the Fullest. You can get more information about that at 27flavors.net. And Nathan, we've talked a lot about personal seeking, individual seeking. I'm a big believer in the power of community. That's why I'm on the radio. I'm a big believer in the power of community as a way of not just transmitting teaching, but for all of us to be transformed by what's shared in community. And I know that the Panacea community is something you're passionate about. Can you share a little bit about what that is and what led you to found it?
Well, if I had not developed, my intuition as we were talking about, it never would have come through. And I say it came through because it wasn't me sitting down trying to think about, what's this business that I'm going to create. It came through pure consciousness stream through my mind as an intuitive download, we could call it. And basically it was, what I had seen. The question was, what do I need to do in my life right now that's going to truly make an impact in people's lives around the planet? What is it that I can do to give back? And I sat in meditation, and then the answer came, and it was to start a worldwide community of, for like-minded people where we can learn together, study together, and access this higher levels of consciousness and wisdom, and bring together those leading experts from around the world to share their messages and teachings in a community platform through both online community. We do telesummits and teleconferences. We do video interviews. We publish books. Every possible way that we can basically find teachers who have an incredible message to share. Some of them are very well known with millions of students and followers, and others nobody knows about, but their teachings are so profound. And basically we create a platform for them that allows them to share their messages, and while creating a platform for all of us as community to then discuss and dialogue about, what is the meaning of all of these teachings that we're talking about? What does it take to get to the next level in our lives? What does it take to really make a lasting impact and difference in our lives and lives around us? And I think community is the way of the future. Community is what's going to help us get out of all of these, hardcore devastations that we've been creating on the planet. And yes. And community is, really about working together, coming together to share ideas, to learn, to grow, to support each other. And that's what the Panacea community is all about. And we just opened Panacea Life School, which is like an extended level of community where we actually have the teachers and authors coaching you on a weekly basis as well, live Q&A, live coaching, workbooks. It's really for people who, want to get to work, roll up their sleeves, pull out the paints, and start painting, the ultimate life that they desire.
And you said something earlier about how, and I agree with you, by the way, which is why I think you're a genius, about how intuition is something that we always have, we have naturally. That connection to other people is something we have naturally, too. We are plugged into each other. We are in community, whether or not we acknowledge it. And so it is so important to be in mindful community, to be conscious about who you associate yourself with, the messages that you associate yourself with, what you're working for. So I really applaud you for creating that conscious community. Now I see that we're at darn it at the end. I need a longer show. I see that we're at the end of our time. Nathan, can you remind people again about the book and the website and how they can get in touch with you to find out more?
Yeah, the book is 27 Flavors of Fulfillment. You can get in touch with me directly on Facebook or NathanCrane.com. And there's links to everything there from NathanCrane.com. And I'd love to hear from you, love to connect with you on Facebook. Karen, I just want to thank you for having me today and for having this amazing show and platform and for all the wonderful work you're doing in the world. I feel honored to be here and to be sharing this time and space with you. And I think we're in a really unique moment of history and of life, and a really unique opportunity to really change the way that we're interacting with our lives and with the planet and make a huge impact for the future of all of humanity.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Thank you so much, Nathan, for being here. That's Nathan Crane. Find out more about Nathan and his work at nathancrane.com. Connect with that new book, The 27 Flavors of Fulfillment, at 27flavors.net. Now, that is all the time we have for today. Next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, my guest will be Alan Vaisberg. He wants to inspire us, and he has some unconventional ways of doing that. So don't miss next week's show. Thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show, Out of the Fog, with Karen Hager. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you.
And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.